USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After saying for months that inflation is transitory and under control, a top economic official from the Biden administration is reacting to the latest inflation report.
We are doing everything we can to get to the root of this, to ameliorate some of the snarls in the supply chains, to help make sure that American family budgets are able to keep up with these dynamics.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jared Bernstein from the White House Council of Economic Advisers saying the administration is doing everything it can to address the issue. The Consumer Price Index, which measures things like gas and groceries, rose 0.8% in November. Over the past year, prices have climbed 6.8%. That's the highest mark in nearly 40 years. This is USA Radio News.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
The Supreme Court announces a ruling on Friday.
The Texas heartbeat law will stand for now. The Supreme Court Friday morning made the ruling, but added a lawsuit by abortion providers against Texas over its abortion law may proceed. The confusion continues. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, "The court concludes that the petitioners may pursue a pre-enforced challenge against certain of the named defendants, but not others." End quote. Justice Clarence Thomas joined the court's controlling opinion and said, "There is no freestanding constitutional right to pre-enforcement review in federal court. Therefore, the abortion provider's suit must be dismissed entirely." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police say former NFL star Demaryius Thomas went into cardiac arrest prior to his death. A report says officers responded to his home in Georgia last night. The report also says they found him unconscious and not breathing in the shower of his bedroom at the time of their arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former Senate Majority Leader and World War II veteran Bob Dole's funeral is being held at the Washington National Cathedral and the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Speaking at the service, actor Tom Hanks says Dole will never be forgotten.
The memory and conscience of the man himself will always be here, right here, for as long as there is an America. And that is a good thing, because here, we will always remember Bob Dole.
Dole died from lung cancer at the age of 98 earlier this week. One of the members of the late 1960s band, the Monkees, has died.
What am I doing hanging around?
Musician Mike Nesmith of the Monkees was 78 years old. He was born in Houston, moving to Dallas with his mom, and then dropping out of high school in 1960 to enlist in the Air Force. But after an honorable discharge, he attended some classes at San Antonio College. He moved to L.A. in the late 60s when he landed that part for the Monkees TV show. He had a nice solo career in the years that followed. Again, Mike Nesmith was 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For I love you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.